And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, second hour, in studio with Doug Kern, myself, Corey Sandin. If you missed the earlier part of the show, shame on you, but we'll let you know that Pete and Rick are both down at beautiful Rancho Leonero with their annual tournament, and man, what a fun time down there, huh, Doug?
Oh, my gosh, yeah, it sounds like, the switch is coming on up here. Well, it sounds like the same thing down there. They've got the good Dorado bite. They're passing up billfish on a regular basis. They're catching some tuna.
We're going to have to elbow Rick on that one.
I know.
Right? Just the fact John mentioned.
Sounds like they're getting some wahoo down there and, the inshore stuff with the roosters and the pompanos. So, yeah, it sounds like they're having a great time. 3 days of fishing, a little fun tournament, and hanging out by the pool and
lots of good
hanging
times
out by the beach. Yep.
And just like our local fishing, you know, we're watching the bluefin and the yellowtail and the calico bass, all that stuff kind of develop and escalate as we enter summer. And Doug, the lines are absolutely packed. I think we got to jump into them. We're going to talk to John. John is calling from Los Alamitos. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. How you doing?
Great. I'm just out in the garage wrapping a Kelstar.
Oh, which one?
The medium light 800, 8 foot.
Nice. 25, 30 pound bait rod, catch some yellowtails, some school size bluefin. I love it.
That's good.
Yeah. So my question to you guys is, Doug, do you think the albacore are going to come back this season?
Loaded question.
Yeah. I mean, definitely something I never do is predict fish because Mother Nature is greater than my knowledge will ever be. If I was held to it, I would say it's probably not in the cards, but you never know. Those fish come all the way from thousands of miles out west, and water current, envelope that those fish have been traveling in for the last decade just point a couple of degrees more to the north than the San Diego area. With that said, I definitely have some friends that are in the science world that follow, marine biology very closely. And last year, the fish got down as low as Monterey. And before that, it's been San Francisco and Oregon and then Seattle and even into Canada. So the migration pattern has definitely been, 1,000 miles north of us on a pretty regular basis. But with that said, I did hear the comment that one of these people thinks that there could be some later season albacore as low as maybe Morro Bay this year, and so you never know. Tomorrow they could report in, and the first few scout fish are there, and we're all wrong with our predictions. So definitely not a prediction. Just going off of what the knowledge that I'm in contact with. It's less likely than more likely, but it's never impossible. And believe me, when those albacore come back, it's going to be a fun time for all. There's such a mystique with the albacore. I mean, they're not 200-pound bluefin. They're 15 to 30-pound tuna, but they're just such a good eating, fun to catch. That's our local tuna that, we love to catch. So at some point, those things will come back, and sooner better than later.
John and Doug, I mean, there's going to be a generation or two of people that have never caught one, let alone seen them.
And it's going to be such a special thing when they come back. And, they've disappeared for, 10 to 16-year stretches over the last 100 years. This is very normal, and they've always come back, and in all likelihood, we had a lot of wind this spring. The water rolled over. We have, tonnage of minute-sized anchovies. At some point, this is going to happen.
But what you just said about the wind and the water rolling over, it's a little more indicative of
it is
the years we have them. And
correct.
you got to remember, John, listen, they typical troll speed is about 7-8 miles an hour.
Right.
Okay. A fish can actually probably cruise at 8 or 10 miles an hour. I'm not a biologist, but that doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out, right?
Right.
8 or 10 miles an hour cruising. Figure that out when they're traveling across the Pacific over a 24-hour period. You're talking over 250 miles a day that they can travel.
Even if they're at 5 knots for half of the day, they can travel 60 miles in a heartbeat in a day. Well, you take that over a week's period of time, you know, it's hundreds of miles. So
even when they're in our local waters,
yes,
and the boats are tracking them,
oh,
and
yeah,
they're feeding, but those fish aren't on a travel. They're just...
they're locked into eating.
To eating,
yeah,
right? And so they're following the bait around.
Yep.
Well, they can move 30, 40 miles overnight.
Yes.
In just a day here locally. So,
yep.
Hey, John, we appreciate you joining the show this morning for sure. It's a great question. Always a loaded one.
I know. Oh, no, that's the big one.
It is, but it's going to bring, like you were saying, it's going to bring an electric atmosphere
it is
back. Not that we haven't had one.
I can't wait, to be honest. It's going to be really fun. And it's just a fun fishery, and everybody loves it. It's going to be great when it happens.
No, it really is, and we definitely can't wait. And we're going to, Doug, the lines are absolutely packed. We got to get into them. We're going to take Josh from Whittier. We appreciate you joining Let's Talk Hookup. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
Quick question. Doing well. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
Okay, good. So my question is about kind of an older method, but something I haven't had a chance to go out and use yet. It's the cedar plug.
Yep.
So I want to know, I've heard a lot of guys have their preferences, but how do you pick them? And then how do you rig them? And how do you pick them? And what kind of species would you expect to pick up on a cedar plug?
Well, cedar plug is one of the greatest lures ever made, and it's one of the most rudimentary, simple lures. The Sea Striker Henry's cedar plug is the original. It was mainly made for the commercial tuna fishermen. A couple of decades ago, we discovered them. And as far as how to pick them, I've never had any super crazy method, you know, like picking a surface iron. I will tell you that people will take, they do have a, not a keel, but there definitely will be one side that's weighted a little heavier than the others. So guys will take them on their leader and stretch the leader out, and they'll kind of spin it and see where that jig, you know, kind of naturally settles. And then they will put the hook, insert the hook into the jig so that the jig is kind of swimming with the keel side down so that you get the best side-to-side action. The rigging is very simple. Typically, you can use a 100-pound monofilament leader. 3 to 4 feet long is fine. There's nothing says you can't go longer, but it makes it a little bit more difficult to attach the hook to your reel when you're going to store it, you know, to make a run or a move or something like that. But, you know, a 4-foot leader, 100-pound test, a simple barrel swivel at the one end, the cedar plug at the other end with a Mustad 34-12 10-aught needle eye hook. That needle eye inserts up into the cedar plug where, you know, a traditional hook eye won't. And then, like I say, if you can put that hook up inside the jig where the keel or the heavier part of the jig is down, it will give you a good side-to-side swimming action. The natural color over the years has tended to be the best color, but, you know, black and purple some years works really well. They make, you know, a million different colors now, but I would stick with that original cedar plug in the natural. Every imaginable species has eaten it. I mean, every fish that lives in our local waters are eating the same bait fish, so we typically target tuna, but also...
It's a great albacore tuna.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Type of lure. Dorado. I mean, all that offshore
stuff. Bluefin, Dorado, marlin have eaten them.
Right.
Everything that swims out there will eat it, but typically we're targeting tuna with those.
And Josh, I mean, Doug kind of hit it on you know, nail on the head there. They swim so erratic, and they're weighted differently. Like all your Zookers and your, you know, quote-unquote traditional trolling lures,
yep,
are kind of in a straight line. And they do zig and they zag a little bit. But the cedar plugs are, weighted differently on one side, like Doug mentioned, and they get an absolute crazy, like surface iron action almost.
They do. And I mean, the fact is you control through a school, and so many times the cedar plug will be the only thing that gets bit. When they're biting wide open, they bite everything. But that cedar plug is a go-to for sure. You should always have one of those in your pattern when you're fishing school-sized tuna.
Private boat, I mean, it's a must-have. Oh. So that's you carry them all at the shop, all the different colors.
Oh, yeah.
Do the rigging on those, too. Josh, what a great call this morning. And man, that's a lot of fun for sure.
No doubt.
Talking albacore, cedar plugs. And I think we need to jump right back into the lines, Doug. And we're going to talk to Tom. Tom's calling from San Diego this morning. You with us this morning, Tom? I know we missed you earlier. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning. Sorry, I took a little break, and I guess my timing was absolutely imperfect.
That's okay.
Anyhow,
we got you now.
Yeah, there you go. Are you in now?
Yes, sir.
We got you now.
Okay. Anyhow, I want to first congratulate Corey on soloing.
Yeah.
So, and then how nice of Doug to offer a $500 gift card. That's amazing. You got him to do that, Corey?
Well, if you can listen for 10 years and win 10 of them, you just might have.
There you go. I like your style.
Right. No, but this
Doug has always been great when it comes to advice on equipment and very forthright. And he'll tell you the options, you know, if you want to go top of the line, this is it. But if you're not quite there on this rig, you can go this route. So I always appreciate that. My question is, yeah, the flat falls are amazing. Is there anything else in the offing that seems as miraculous as they are?
Well, I mean, before all this flat fall stuff came around, you know, we still caught bluefin on, you know, deep drop type, you know, jigs. And still to this day, the Tatty 4-0 heavy with the offshore stainless tuna hook in a 9-0 or a 10-0, and that blue and chrome with the glow back, we called that for a couple of decades the bluefin special. And when we'd fish albacore, you know, a lot of times there'd be some big bluefin down below the albacore, and the guys that would drop down that jig would be the guys that would come up with a bluefin. So that's always been a good one. Just your traditional, like the P-line laser minnow, but we changed the hooks out to a nice sturdy single hook, like in a 7-0. But dropping those down, you know, fish are fish, and they're going to bite what comes their way. And yes, the flat fall is the, you know, hot jig that everybody knows about, and it's the publicized internet, you know, play and all that stuff. But if you drop down some kind of a chrome jig and, you know, you're in 3,000 feet of water, and if your jig stops, it certainly didn't hit the bottom. They hit, you know, bluefin definitely hit any type of jig like that on the fall. And the thing with those 4-0s is they kind of have wide hips and a little narrower profile top to bottom, and they do flutter down if you watch them when you drop it into the water. And
similar to the flat fall.
Similar to the flat fall. The tuna will also eat those on the retrieve. So if the meter mark is at 200 feet, you drop that, you know, whatever you're dropping down through the 200 feet, maybe get down to that, you know, what you feel is 225 or 250, and then you wind it back up through, and they'll hit them on the retrieve or on the sink. But you got to be paying attention on the sink, because when it stops, you didn't hit the bottom.
And it's crazy because, Doug, they don't eat it like a tuna in the corner and scream in line.
Nope.
They literally just open their mouth and eat it and swim at a slow speed. And you don't realize that you have a fish on the other
end.
It
stops, and then all of a sudden your line just starts, you know, slowly swimming away. And it's like, oh, no.
It's a crazy bite. You don't realize it's a 200-pound tuna.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. It could be a 20-pounder. It could be a 100-pounder. It could be a 200-pounder.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
That's kind of crazy. Well, Tom, we appreciate you joining the show this morning. What a great question. And man, that's
and I can't stress enough with that style of fishing, the line test is not critical. They're not line shy when they're 200 feet down.
It's reactionary.
It's reactionary. And so use your Talica 20. Use your 100-pound braided line. Use your 130-pound leader. You know, don't hook your fish of a lifetime. You know, guys are going 2 and 3 and 4 trips looking for a bite in this kind of a fishery, and that's great because you're going to catch the fish of a lifetime. But when you finally get the bite, make sure that you convert.
Now, I know the flat falls were tough to come by last year. They sold out. And
yeah.
I heard they're in stock and they're ready to go. Do you sell them? Like, does a guy buy one and then have it rigged, or is it?
Well, we have pre-rigged leaders made
that you've re-rigged in the shop.
That you can just split ring it on to any flat fall.
Okay, I got you.
So most guys that buy a flat fall buy a leader, and we'll split ring it on there for them. And we also rig them with single hooks if a guy wants that, 76-91-80 style hook, Southwestern tuna hook. And, yeah, we'll if somebody buys a flat fall from us, we're going to make the suggestion how to rig it up properly, and they can choose to listen to that or not.
Well, I know you have the uppermost staff in the shop, too, to do it. And the lines are full. Doug, let's jump in, and we're going to talk to John. John's calling from Escondido. Good morning. Let's talk hookup, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was on the Royal Polaris for an 18-day that came back before it went into the for maintenance, but I'm leaving to go on a 3-day Thursday.
Oh, perfect.
And so I've got that Tranx 500, so I was wondering, you talked about a surface iron that you like to throw for yellows, that maybe I could match up with that. And, anything else that you might think that I could put in my bag. I was down there in your shop into last week and picked up a flat fall. Picked up, a couple other things, but, you've always been real generous, and it's fun either with a tackle day or the Fred Hall show. So, thank you very much for everything you do.
Oh, of course. Well, I'm stoked.
And all you guys making it easy.
Stoked you're going on that trip. Your timing might be pretty good here, it looks like, and you've got a lot of options on 3-day. Some good bluefin fishing down below, especially 160, 170 miles. There's yellowtail along the coast.
Yeah, we got Roy driving the boat. He likes to go to Mexico, so,
Yes, he does. So at any rate, at a bare minimum, three outfits that you need on a 3-day trip right now. You need a live bait outfit, like 20 or 25 for the finicky school-size bluefin. You need like a two-speed reel with maybe 40 or 50 pound test, something like a Talica 12 that, you can hit those 40, 50, 60, 70 pounders. And then you need something for the big boys, the 100 plus pounders. So, keeping it in terms of Talica, but it could be, any two speed reel, Talica 20, probably 100 pound, spec.
I got the 25 with 100 pound on it, 130 pound on it.
Yeah, 25 is fine. Same reel as the 20, just a little more line capacity. And you're going to be potentially fishing live bait on light line with like a 1-0 hook and a little piece of fluorocarbon for those finicky bluefin on the surface. Middle sized fish, maybe throwing your 160 size flat falls or maybe the 200s and that 40-pound fish, maybe even get a bite on live bait on 40-pound. You start seeing that 40, 50, 60-pound stuff, don't fish your 20-pounder. You're just asking for trouble.
Right.
And then that deeper stuff on the sonar, that's going to be your Talica 25 that you talked about, 100-pound, dropping the flat fall, or a sinker rig sardine. So you put a 4, 6, 8-ounce torpedo sinker rubber banded to your line and send a bait down there. A lot of times that's super effective. And then, the boat might have a rig where they're doing a yummy flyer, a double trouble rig or something like that, trying to get a nice big fat 200-pounder. And then, like you say, bring your surface iron rod if you get a chance for the yellowtail. But even the school-sized bluefin respond well to surface iron at times. So don't be afraid to throw your, Taddy 45, your 7X out if there's some school-sized bluefin boiling around the boat. And a lot of times you'll hook one on a surface iron that way.
Man, excellent.
That sounds like a lot of fun, John. I think you're in like Doug said.
I fish a lot of boats and stuff like that, and Fisherman's Landing a lot, and with the Tribute and stuff. But the one thing that I learned on that 18-day, because I'd never done that before, it's an entirely different. They were fishing with bait that would be in the daily catch count up here. I hooked like a 3 to 5 pound yellowfin tuna one morning, and the guy's like, "Hey, what are you gonna do with that?" "Well, I'm gonna throw it back, let it get bigger." No. He went and got a 20-ounce or a 20-odd circle hook, pinned it behind the thing, threw it in there. About 20 minutes later, he's like, right?
Right.
And he got a 200-some pound, the yellowfin, and it just blew me away.
Absolutely no, you're darn right on that one. It's a different experience down there on the long trips.
Yes, but it definitely had a blast. So thank you guys very much for taking my call, and you know, the show kind of runs itself, right? You know, and it's, you guys do an awesome job, and you know, taking our calls and entertaining us. And so, again, thank you guys very much for everything you guys do.
Yep, and one last thought, and then we'll let you go. Is anytime, you know, I'm giving you some information now, but things can change. Always stop into the tackle store right before your trip. And, you know, the guys can tune you up to, you know, what exactly.
Oh, absolutely. It's like Costco, you know. you know, I got to walk in and walk around and, you know, and look and stuff like that. And it, you know, it's, they've always got to, it doesn't matter who it's Ricky behind the counter or any of your other guys and stuff like that. They've always got a wealth of knowledge and, you know, and point you in the right direction.
Awesome. Thank you for that.
That's definitely good stuff, John, and we appreciate you on the show. And that truly, it's the callers that drive the show and make it, and we appreciate you being a part of it, John. And it is Southern California's sport fishing voice by all means, right?
Yep, and we're just along for the ride, and wherever you guys want to take us, we're willing to go.
And I'll tell you what, Doug, the lines are absolutely packed. I know we've got to take a break. We have more fish reports. We have more of your calls, more coming up, and we're going to take a break on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. More with Doug Kern from Fisherman's Tackle.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 Pilot House over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a big event. It's Shimano Day, Saturday, June 9th. This is a tackle sale not to be missed. The Longfin will have Shimano, Power Pro, and G Loomis all on sale for this one day only at incredible prices. Shimano Pro staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest from Shimano, G Loomis, and Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there is a Shimano store within the store with special offers available on Shimano rods and reels, G Loomis rods, and the Power Pro line for this one day only. Plus, every rod and reel, every lure, every tackle bag, every item of clothing will be on sale Saturday, June 9th only. Plus, get one free reel service with minimum purchase. This is the event anglers wait all year for. Shimano Day at the Longfin is Saturday, June 9th, starting at 7 and open till 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
It's the San Diego International Boat Show. It's back. Over 140 boats from entry-level cruisers to personal watercraft. And, man, what a fun time, Doug. Can't ask for a better deal, San Diego style.
Well, we got great weather coming. It starts this Thursday the 7th, runs through the weekend. Every imaginable boat.
Music, seminars.
It's going to be a great time. It's an annual event, and you don't want to miss it.
And what a better place to hold us, San Diego. Admission is only $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Discounts to active U.S. military personnel. For more information, San Diego International Boat Show.com. For tickets, more information, again, San Diego International Boat Show.com.
Don't miss it.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Pete and Rick down in Rancho, beautiful, emphasize beautiful, John Ireland's Rancho Leonero. In studio, Doug Kern, myself, Corey Sandin. And this week's catch report is sponsored by Fisherman's Process in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest. That's why they are known as the fish pros. Once you try them, you're hooked. They'll flay, vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as the best smoked fish, jerky, and famous tuna burger. And don't forget to check out Fish Pros at Market and their famous smoked wahoo, tuna burgers, and more. Pick some up at the Liberty Station location. Stop by and taste it. You'll be hooked, as you are, Doug, and as I am.
And I got a feeling they're going to be processing a lot of fish here in the very near future. It's going off.
I completely agree. and to just confirm that, we're going to jump over to Tom. Tom's on the SAC spotter plane. Good morning, Tom Green. How you doing? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, and thanks for calling in.
Yeah, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. Hey, I'm so jealous of you guys being down there. It must be nice.
Well, they're down there, and Corey's in studio with Doug Kern, and definitely we're jealous of them at beautiful Rancho Leonero, Tom. But we know you've been up in the air and spotting stuff for the sport fishing boats and for SAC. And what have you been seeing, Tom?
You know what? The bluefin's still around. The last time I was out, I saw some real nice schools not that far away from the Coronados. And starting to see more and more yellowtail on the kelps, Pete. It's starting to shape up a lot better all the time, I believe.
Oh, no, that's definitely good stuff. And you are flying for SAC and spotting them for the sport fishing fleet and steering them in the right direction. And you feel it's shaping up pretty good, Tom. I know you've been flying for over three or four decades and spotting commercially, and you definitely know what you're looking at, so we know that. But how do you feel it's shaping up?
Oh, no, it's gonna kick loose here pretty soon. Honest to God, there's a lot of fish around. You guys are going to be busy, very, very busy.
Well, we like to hear that, Tom, for sure. So spots of bluefin you're talking about outside the islands?
Yeah, well, you know, like southwest of the islands there. And you know what? I saw some really nice schools the last time I flew out there. And, you know, it's kind of spotty. It's up and down. You go through and you think it's a desert, and you come back in an hour later, and everywhere you look, there's little spots all around, and then all of a sudden you'll see a 70-ton school or a 100-ton school, and then you see some small 30, 40-ton schools around.
Wow. I mean, that's definitely good stuff, and that might be the stuff that Taro's on, huh, Doug?
I mean, definitely he's down that direction, and, you know, on those full-day trips, 12-hour trips, they can't get, you know, that far down. So, I mean, this stuff's close by. They had 11 fish yesterday for 10 guys. I mean, that's over half limits, and, you know, that's a pretty good living.
And, you know, yeah, and it's a real nice mix of fish. I see some 100-pounders, but I see a lot of 30, 40-pound fish. So, you know, it's a nice variety of fish. It's seriously looking very good.
Yeah, we appreciate, you know, somebody that's got a direct eyeball on the fishery there, and so great to hear. And, you know, you said that yellowtail is moving in, too. I mean, we've had yellowtail off and on here for the last month or two, but it seems like the switch is coming on right now.
Yeah, I saw a couple of kelp patties the last day I flew, and that was the last day I flew, I believe, was Friday. Yeah, it was Friday. And I saw a couple of kelp patties out there with 15, 20-ton schools of yellowtail on them. Nice, you know, school-sized fish, 10, 15-pound fish, but it was nice.
Yeah,
it looked like good fish.
Not 15 to 20 fish, but 15 to 20 ton of commercial cod, Tom.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. No, there were some nice schools, very nice schools.
Oh, that's awesome to hear, and I know we're very thankful to have you, Mr. Tom Green, as part of SAC and having you a part of the sport fishing fleet and calling in every week now and giving us a report as we get into summer and just to let us know what's going on. We definitely appreciate it, Tom.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm having a lot of fun with the guys. They're a great group of guys. I'm having a lot of fun with them.
No,
having a good time.
And like I said, Tom, we appreciate you calling in every week and giving us a report, and we'll look forward to hearing again from you next week. And that does conclude our fish report. I know we were waiting for Mr. Dave Hansen. It didn't happen this week, but we had Mr. Tom Green. I think he gave us some pretty good darn information.
Well, yeah, what a great way to end it. I mean, that's eyeballs on the fish from bird's eye view. And, you know, then you couple that with the catches that have been made the last couple, 3 days, and it's coming to life. I mean, this thing is in the process of going off.
You start to piece it together mentally, what Tom was talking about and all that killer stuff shaping up, and what you were talking about, Taro having over a couple handfuls of bluefin yesterday.
Right.
And talk about the three-quarter day, now the full-day trips at the islands, catching beautiful 15 to 25-pound yellows. And this week's report, fishdope.com, log on to fishdope.com. And this week's code is hookup now, lowercase, no space, hook up now, and that'll be the fishdope.com fish report. And let's jump into the callers, Doug.
Let's do it.
Absolutely full line. And actually, hey, look at this. We have a special report from Mr. Bart Hall. Good morning, Bart. How you doing this morning? Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, I'm having a great time. I'm sitting here listening to two guys who know more about fishing than probably any guys on the planet. It's a lot of fun. How are you both doing?
Oh, we're doing excellent, Bart. How are you doing? I can just picture you sitting back, enjoying yourself, wishing you were fishing.
You got it, Doug. That's exactly what's happening. I'm here in the kitchen making breakfast saying, gosh, I wish I was in San Diego. It sounds great.
Yeah, it's legitimately turning on. We've been waiting for the switch to come on, and it's happening right before our very eyes.
Well, I'm going to be down there at the end of the month for the the Tuna Wars reception for friends of Captain Ronald's Kids at Sea, and I'm going to try to get a day of fishing in myself. So I'm looking forward to it.
Bart, do you have the dates for that reception at the Bally High?
I believe that's the night of the 26th.
Okay.
June 26th, I think that's it.
Can we go on?
It's the next day, the 27th.
And we can get it on the website there?
I believe so. Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Yeah.
Okay. The reason I mention this, Bart, is I got to go last year, and it was the funnest time. We had so much fun at the reception, and for a very small fee, you can be a part. Yeah, you don't have to buy the ticket to go on the boat and be a part of the whole thing, but I think that's even sold out. But you can join at the Bally High at a reception dinner and drinks and raffles and silent auctions. And
God, the raffles and the auctions.
Huge.
Oh, my gosh.
Big. And so,
it's
Bart.
So much fun.
A lot of fun. And that, I got to do that last year, and we had a phenomenal time. Won a couple things and put some money in the hat. And
nice.
It was beautiful. Definitely a good time. So we can go ahead and join that, too, huh, Bart?
Yeah, I Mike Lum knows more about that than I do, but I think, and they may be sold out, but anyway, they may not be. I think it's $25 to go to the reception. So go on their website, and I'm sure all that information is there.
No, that's awesome, Bart.
But I want to talk about one other thing, too, is that, this is the time of year when people, when they're not fishing in beautiful San Diego, they're going on vacation other places. And one of the vacations that we take around here is up to the Mammoth Lakes. And so on Father's Day, we every year, the Fred Hall shows have a Mammoth Lakes Father's Day Fishing Derby, and the largest fish caught on that weekend gets weighed in at Rick's Sporting Goods up there in Mammoth Lakes, and then we provide them with a whole carload of prizes. As a matter of fact, it's my car that's filled with the prizes. We try to do it for a family of four, because we had to make a decision on how we want to do this. We'll say family of four, So give them four rods and reels, four tackle boxes, and a whole thing of raffle lures and all kinds of goodies that they get. It's worth about $500. So that's a fun tournament. There's no entry fee. Just go fish the Mammoth Lakes on the Father's Day weekend. Whoever catches the biggest fish gets all the prizes.
That sounds like a lot of fun, Bart. That definitely sounds like a good time.
Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that up, and I'm really enjoying the show with you two.
Well, Bart, we definitely appreciate you. We appreciate you joining the show, and Doug and I, we love being a part of the Fred Hall show.
Oh, big time. That's a part of our life, let's face it.
It really is. And Cornerstone from Long Beach, and now Bakersfield added, and now and Del Mar, Doug, we're a part of it all, except for Bakersfield, you and I. But it's all good. It's all good times. And, hey, we have another report. We have Pete called in from Rancho Leonero, beautiful Rancho Leonero. Good morning, Pete.
Hey. Hey, buenos dias, Corey and Doug. First of all, Corey, congratulations on your first solo show. You're doing a fantastic job, and really, Rick and I both really appreciate you being there and covering the grounds for us, and it's great to have you on board the team, and you are a fantastic part of the team, and you've proven it today by taking the reins, and you and Doug are doing a great job, so thank you very much for that.
Thank you, thank you, Pete. Definitely appreciate it, and awesome to be. I'm very gracious to be a part and very thankful. And how's Rancho Leonero going? The pictures...
Man, I'll tell you what. I know John Ireland already gave you the kind of report of getting the tournament kicked off, and Rancho Leonero, of course, is all in its splendor, all its beauty. I was with Rick and his family, Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial. We drove from Loreto. We stopped at Meg Bay Outfitters and saw Bob Hoyt. On the way there in Meg Bay, real quick stop to pick up fresh scallops for dinner tonight. We loaded a cooler full of scallops, and then we were on our way, continued on our way to Rancho Leonero. It was a long drive, you know, 6 hours or something like that, but just beautiful Baja scenery and fantastic adventure. I'd never been into Meg Bay and never had a chance to meet Bob Hoyt. What a great guy and what a great operation he has there, Meg Bay Outfitters. Very, very cool. I know he works with a lot of the long-range sport fishing boats there, getting them permits and accommodating them there. So we're very grateful for Bob's help there. But Rancho Leonero's awesome. It's a fantastic place. The crew assembled. Bob Blum, tournament director, got everybody together. We have 14 teams in the tournament, about 40 people total. There's a lot of people that come down for the tournament that don't even fish. They just love hanging out at Rancho Leonero. So it's all good. Fish are biting today. It's absolutely flat calm. When we arrived yesterday about 6 p.m., it was blowing about 15. So we're going, uh-oh. Woke up this morning, and the windy TY was exactly right. I mean, it is grease calm. I'm hanging out with Rick and his family here. We're on our way on quads. We rented quads from the quad man, delivered them right to Rancho Leonero. And we're on the road to Punta Pescadero. We're headed up there to go snorkeling. We have a cooler full of cervezas, ice cold, and we're going to jump in the water, have a nice snorkel, and then a nice lunch up at Punta Pescadero, then back on the quad down into Los Bariles and up into the waterfalls. There's not a lot of water this time of the year up in the waterfalls, but there'll be some and up the roads. And this is just one of the many things you can do down in the East Cape here, both Rancho Leonero and Palmas de Cortez. Now, I saw horseback riding coming in, Los Bariles, of course, Palmas de Cortez, just remodeled Playa del Sol. Everything's looking great, several restaurants. But we had rib night last night at Rancho Leonero, and, oh, man, Saturday night rib night, nothing better at Rancho Leonero. So looking forward to a great time. We're probably going to get out fishing tomorrow and the next day and then just enjoy hosting the tournament down there. It's tough duty. But somebody's got to do it, right, guys?
Right?
Yep.
I know, and I've been following you, Pete, on Instagram, looking at the pictures from where you aired in Loreto, and I look forward to seeing some Instagram pictures of what you're describing as eco kind of waterfall and quads. If you could take a couple pictures, that'd be awesome to see them on Instagram, Pete.
You bet. Well, when we hang up here, I'll take one, I'll post it, and... We'll be on our way up there. I know there's a there, you know, it's an hour later here, so I know there's a cold cerveza waiting for me up the road here because Rick's got the cooler. So I better rush up there before he drinks them all and get on to jump in the water and get out and enjoy this beautiful water. It's about 80 degrees, 82 degrees in the water, so I think it looks crystal clear. So I think snorkeling is going to be really nice here. So thanks a lot for hanging out there, guys. Appreciate you, Corey. Appreciate you, Doug, and we'll be back on the air next Saturday and Sunday with another awesome show. So have a great time, and thanks for being there, and thanks for taking my call.
Awesome, Pete. We appreciate it, and what an awesome deal down at,
right?
I always call it Rancho Relaxo, right?
Rancho Relaxo.
You can hear the relaxation in his voice yesterday,
oh, I know.
Today. I mean,
I love when John Island does his commercials, you know, and he just talks about the ranch.
Right,
and just,
but it's,
you know,
but you can hear it in Pete's
voice.
You can hear it in Pete's
know.
Voice. And it's kind of crazy. You come in here with enthusiasm with the show, and he's down relaxing. You can hear the different tone in the voice.
Yep. Hey, I have a little news flash before we continue.
Let's
Mike Lum has let me know there are two spots left on the Tuna Wars. And I would say anybody that's interested probably wants to pull the trigger here pretty quick. CaptainRollos.org will allow you to access the information and sign up for those trips. So two spaces left on the Tuna Wars.
Okay, that's perfect. And how do they get a hold of that again?
CaptainRollos, RollOS.org.
Oh, kids.org.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Well,
there it is.
He
yeah,
sent me a different one there, but that's – so Rollo –
Oh, yeah, say it again, Doug.
CaptainRollos.org.
Okay, perfect. There it is. And, you know, we've had the lines packed the entire show, Doug. I think we've got to get on it here. Let's talk to Ron. Ron is calling from San Marcos, and we definitely appreciate you joining the show on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Ron, how you doing?
Well, pretty good. Pretty good. Thank you. My question was for Doug.
Yeah.
There was a great big article in this latest issue of Western Outdoor News on the Avett reel. And they talk about two speeds, and they talked about a three speed. And they're all lever drag. I was wondering what your opinion was on this. Do you carry them down there at your store?
Yeah, we carry the entire line of Avett reels, single speed, two speeds, Raptors, three speeds, the whole thing. The three-speed reel is a very, you know, specific duty reel. Those are in the bigger sizes only, like the 50s and the 30 wide and even up to the 80 size. And it allows you an extreme low gear for fighting a huge fish that wants to soak down deep. It has a kind of a middle gear, like a 2-to-1, which would be used for, you know, fighting big fish, you know, when they're not completely soaking their head in the mud. And then they've got a higher gear ratio. A lot of people like to yo-yo with like a PL68 or other large jig, and that gives you a high enough gear ratio to turn the handle and get some movement out of the jig to catch a big yellowfin on one of these 16-day trips, you know, down to Hurricane Bank and those kind of areas. The two-speed reel, that's our fairly standard reel that comes from, you know, a small reel that you might use, you know, 20 or 25 pound test on up to the, you know, the larger reels. That, you know, it's like most of the two speed lever drag reels now that allow you to start in the higher gear. Once you get a hookup, you know, you stay in that high gear until you can no longer turn the handle and you get that stalemate straight up and down. And then you can put it into the low gear and finish, you know, the circles until you get the fish up to the boat. So, yeah, they're one company that makes lever drag two-speed reels.
It's,
I mean,
it's crazy, Doug, because the two-speed is what has really changed and revolutionized our big fish fishing.
Yeah, I mean,
and Shimano with their Talica.
The Talica is the pinnacle of
the
that
pinnacle.
Two-speed lever drag reel. Let's face it. But
is the quality comparable to the Shimano's? Is it
The Avett makes
with your opinion?
The Avett makes a very nice reel. They invented this small lever drag two speed way of fishing, but in my opinion, Shimano has leapfrogged their fishability in the casting, the drags, in you know the corrosion resistance in every way. And I've said this, and I'm totally honest and sincere about this.
Yeah.
In my 37 years in the fishing tackle industry, the Talica reel is the single most significant thing that has ever been produced and remains to this day, in my opinion, the best, most fishable reel available on the market.
And with that being said, that is a very bold statement and very strong right there, Ron, if you follow that.
Yeah.
But on top of that, I can tell you from personal experience is our service. Shimano's service is above and beyond everybody's,
yep.
And including the company you mentioned.
And I don't want to take anything away from the other manufacturers.
From anybody.
Because the reels that we have available to fish with now are so far superior to what we had 20 years ago that the Avet and the Accurates and, you know, these reels are phenomenal fishing reels, and we're just lucky that we don't have to pull on a 4-aught or a Jigmaster anymore like we used to.
Hey, Doug, a lot's changed in this industry,
yes.
And you're on top of it, and Ron Colnino, the question, that's perfect. Hey, we've had our lines completely full. Everybody's in the hat for the $50 gift certificate you're giving away.
That's
we've
right.
We've had a lot of calls, excellent reports this morning. When we come back from Let's Talk... When we come back from commercial on Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090, we're going to find out who's won that. We're going to find out more. Come right back on Let's Talk Hookup. Thank you.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Yamaha's Wake Up to Savings sales event is here. Purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 150 horsepower four-stroke outboard and get up to $750 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. The Wake Up to Savings sales event. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends June 15, 2018, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and the Mighty 1090. Been in here for a full 2 hours with Doug Kern from Fisherman's Tackle. Doug, it's been a crazy show. First time I've done one by myself. Been a lot of fun. The lines were packed the entire time. Appreciate having you.
Yep, well, you did a great job, and I always enjoy being here, and I appreciate the invites. And if anybody would like to get in touch with us, they can always call us at 619-221-8506 on the web, fishing. Well, fishermanslanding.com for the boats and saltwatertackle.com for the tackle. And the best way to get a hold of us is just come down to the shop and hang out and talk to the boys and enjoy
Point
Loma
seafood
sandwich and you know, look at the boats. And so, yeah, it's a great place to come and hang out.
Doug, they need to come because you have the absolute most plastic selection I've ever seen in my life. from bay bass fishing to yummy flyers.
The pyramid of plastics, we
call
it.
There it is, Doug. We appreciate having you. And we appreciate all the listeners. And Chuck from Dana Point is the $50 gift certificate winner. Chuck, congratulations. Next week's show is Saturday. Mike and Pete from Kessler Yachts. Sunday, Captain John Collins, fishing expert. Pete and Rick will be back. I appreciate being here. We'll see you next week from the Mighty 1090. Let's Talk Hookup.